Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on the mountaintop, and we have a fair amount of news. We're going to give you a synopsis, I guess one could call it. Hi, Larry. How's it going up there?
Oh, I'm just trying to steady my binoculars. We've been having some earthquakes close to me today.
Talking about earthquakes, that one off New Zealand there, 7, kind of a telling number by itself. But there's so much going on. Before we really get into the war and what's going on there, I wanted to talk a little bit about Obama. He gave a speech just recently on the 7th of September, which is 3 days to 9/10, the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. However, they did not spot the moon. So now we're going to 9/11 to see if they spot the moon at that point in time. But what I wanted to talk about, what he said in that speech, because of a number of people who, and myself included, were told that Obama is Lucifer. Now, some equate Lucifer and Antichrist being the same. They may be. Hopefully they are, but I'm not sure. Anyway, this is what he said. I was booted from the magical kingdom. What is the name of Barack Hussein Obama? They've done some word studies on it. It means lightning. And then he said, we have no need for a Messiah, and we do not have any need for a Savior. Now, why would he make a remark like that? Well, because he's already here. He has arrived. He's saying, I was booted out from the magic kingdom. He's talking about heaven. I was booted out. I'm now here on earth. You don't need a Messiah. You don't need a Savior because I'm already here. I'm standing right in front of you. And other remarks that he has made through the years would prove that this is an announcement. Isn't it strange that this announcement is coming just days before Feast of Trumpets and the beginning of everything new? And remember what he said when the World Trade Center, the single tower, went up, which is kind of interesting. We remember, we rebuild, we come back stronger. And that was the North Tower. And on 9/11, there is a deal there where the eye opens up, kind of hard to describe it, and light comes in on 9/11. It's timed exactly. The eye begins to open at, I think it was 10:28, when the North Tower fell. What do you think, Larry?
Wow, that's interesting. You were sharing a really interesting prophecy with me before the show.
Yeah, this is a lady who, and everything that I can see from what she has said, kind of verifies what I already suspected. But she claims that America is going under judgment because there is no repentance, and that the Lord is tired of the American people, and now they're under a curse. And now the curse is going full-blown. People, if you want to find out what the curses against America are, go to Deuteronomy 28, and you'll find them. But anyway, she said that there was going to be winds and rain like never seen before, unprecedented in every area. And Larry and I'll get into this. Florence and there's a couple of other hurricanes, and they all spell out a message from the Lord. Then she said Trump was out and Obama will be coming in. And as I said, no repentance anywhere. And we're under the curses of Deuteronomy 28. She had more to say, but those are the big, big items. And all of it appears to be coming absolutely true. What's the latest, Larry, on Florence?
Well, the latest from the records that I've been reviewing this evening indicates that it went to a Category 4 this morning, much earlier than they thought, and some of the wind speed gusts are now 165 or over miles per hour, and it's still a ways out and has a lot more room to strengthen. What's so interesting, too, and I know you saw it on Koenig's International News and Drudge Report, it says that there's an atmospheric brick wall keeping Florence from moving north and is steering it right into the U.S.
Yeah, and they don't know exactly, I guess, where it's going to hit. They got it down in the Carolinas, but what would happen if this thing hits between Washington and New York City area,
wow,
and it hits as a Category 5 or even higher? It'll be total devastation. But no matter where it's hit now, I guess it definitely is going to hit the United States. And the flooding will be absolutely severe. What do you think? Water has a lot of weight. Could that trigger something? Earthquake
wise. Yeah, and plus they're expecting an incredible storm surge. And there are reports predicting anywhere from 2 feet are possibly 50 or more inches of rainfall.
Wow. There's two others. I made a note here. Let me see if I can find them. Okay, the... you know when you want to find something, you can't. But anyway, there are two others or three others coming in. Florence, the name actually
name
means, it says Florence is to flower, to open up. Isaac means laughter. He shall laugh. Helene, I guess that's how I pronounce it, the coming of the light. And they're thinking maybe it'll hit Virginia, which, of course, is...
Huh.
But would be a virgin. But what I'm looking at here, if you put this together, it's Psalm 2. Because remember, the Lord says, I'm going to laugh at you. All you big dudes down there that have got your new world order all figured out, I'm going to hold you in derision. I'm going to laugh at you. Isn't that interesting? That we got these hurricanes, and then there's another one, did you say, hitting Hawaii or going to?
Yeah, I believe that's Olivia, which is appears to be headed for Hawaii, and then you've got another one called, I don't even know how to pronounce it hardly, Manghut, M-A-N-G-K-H-U-T. They're all lined up for the U.S.
Well, you know, we got punished after the, what I want to call it, the eclipse on August 21st. Then we had all those storms last year. And no repentance. In fact, I haven't even heard the word repent from anybody. Have you?
No, I haven't heard that word, and look at it this way, Stuart. Since the window of opportunity opened up involving Cyrus, we've had almost going on 2 years now with zero repentance. It's amazing that we've lasted, but it looks like there is between that and the military stuff going on in the Middle East, it looks like it is hell on wheels headed our way.
Yeah, I think so. Let's see if I can find... The latest from hell is they expect this to go to a Category 5. I would say it probably already is. It could go to a Category 6, which doesn't even exist. But that would be far above a Category 5, and if it hit mainland, it would be totally devastating.
Well,
I don't
know. Stuart, it reminds me so much. Remember the one that hit New Orleans? How it suddenly moved forward quickly and just gained strength like they couldn't even explain. And this could be the same situation. We just don't know.
Yeah, it's either weather warfare, but if it is, the Lord's allowing it. And maybe deep state's doing it, who knows. But whatever, it looks like a direct hit. And think of the financial damages if this hits Washington, New York area. It'll devastate, and the market probably could reset itself downwards a lot. So these are all things that are damages for insurance companies. It's going to be amazing if this thing actually does hit as a Category 5. Hopefully it won't. Over to the Middle East. China to join Idlib offensive took part in Russian Mediterranean drills. I had heard that they have unloaded a bunch of, or going to airlift in a whole bunch of troops.
Well, that's what's interesting is isn't it interesting how mainstream media has not mentioned China in a negative way yet, and here they are actually not only being involved in the military drills in the Mediterranean and surrounding Syria and that region, but we find out now, matter of fact, Russian and possibly some Chinese have landed, you know, from ships.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we've got a really interesting report that just came out. Listen to this report, Debka File. China to join Russia and Syrian forces on the assault at Idlib. Thousands of Chinese troops preparing to be airlifted to join the Russian-Iranian-Syrian attack on Idlib against the West.
Now, what's as I understand it, Trump has more or less warned Russia, don't do this, or you're going to have to deal with us.
Well, that seems to be the quagmire. Now, there was some interesting stuff. I was listening to Stephen Ben Danoon with Israeli News Live, and he was claiming that this possibly could be a trap as far as Russia goes. You know, I remember the prophecy about Russia bombing Constantinople, which is actually the capital, Istanbul. And, Turkey has just sent in a lot of armor and tanks and stuff into Idlib. But Danoon says he has inside information that Erdogan has done this and is going to double-cross Putin and the Iranians and try to push out the Russians and the Syrians and join the U.S. forces. So if that happens, there's no telling what we may see happen, but we do see China now physically moving into the area to do battle.
Yeah, this is very, very ominous. You've got Iranian troops, you've got Russian troops, now you got Chinese troops, you got Syrian troops squaring off against the United States, Great Britain, and France. And I understand that Marines have now reinforced their U.S. base at Al-Tanf, or whatever they call it, flown in by helicopter on Sunday and Monday to reinforce the U.S. base in eastern Syria. CENTCOM spokesman said that they would be taking part in a live-fire drill. Debka files military sources report that the strategic U.S. base, which sits at the junction of the Syrian, Iraqi, Jordanian border junction, has been beefed up in the wake of Russian threats to strike pro-U.S. forces. Well, didn't Putin say that if America got in the way, too bad?
Well,
we'll attack anyway.
The latest report that we've actually got about that, this came from Debka File out of Israel. Listen to this headline. Putin ready to go all the way against the U.S. in Syria? And Depropile was wondering, where does this place Israel? In other words, apparently Israel has been told by Putin that he's going to go to war, you know, if that's what's needed. And they're wondering, where does Israel stand in this?
Mm. Any more news on that chlorine attack, which would bring us in immediately because of all the rhetoric we've been yelling about?
Yeah, there are reports that the cruise missiles are ready to be launched, and just as soon as this attack is announced, and it's interesting, even Danoon, actually, from Israeli News Live was saying that, and actually Hal Turner mentioned it too, that isn't it interesting that we're seemingly getting reports of this attack just before it happens?
Yeah. If ever there was a false flag, that would be one of the key signs. On that article you were talking about, National Security Advisor John Bolton spent 4 days in Israel mapping out with Prime Minister Netanyahu and Israeli generals a joint military strategy for destroying the Iranian military presence in Syria. However, full Russian-Iranian partnership for Idlib operation injects a whole new factor into this equation. Its success consolidates Iran's grip on the country with solid Russian support. The stakes are so high that for the past 2 weeks, U.S. and Russia have been massing large-scale naval and aerial might in the eastern region opposite Syria and the Persian Gulf waters. So haven't we. So where is this going to go, Larry? This has to go to full-scale war. I don't see how we can get around it.
Well, see, that's my concern, Stuart, and I mentioned that to you, is the fact that ever since, and we've watched it closely, ever since Cyrus, if you will, took office, he has tried his best to tone down the war rhetoric with Russia. But the deep state and the globalists are simply not going to allow him to succeed. So the only question is then, Stuart, is if he's not able to succeed, when does the war start?
That's a good question. It would be delay of trumpets by 1 day, and we don't even know if that's true. They can't see the moon. There's only one guy that claimed he saw it, and you have to have two or more, I guess, witnesses before they'll declare it. So probably by tomorrow night, which would be 9/11, or tomorrow morning, actually, we should be entering trumpets, which puts the final trumpet blast on the 12th. So we don't know whether that means signals a whole year delay or whether everything takes place in 2019 for Psalm 119. And all of that takes place in that period. But there's a lot going on here. Harold or Hal said that they only had one report out of, what was that, Ynet News about the chlorine attack? But nothing else has ever come out of it, right?
Well, you know, something we're seeing now that we've not seen before, remember the last one, or the last two chemical attacks that happened? A lot of the press and the news and people inside Syria and the surrounding Syria let the news out, and it came out basically social media-wise through YouTube and a lot of the other media bases, but they've been restricted now. They've been blacked out, and so the news can't hardly get out even if it did occur.
Yeah, so we wouldn't know, and you're right. I mean, it's nothing but a blackout, and it's a good thing people do have some sources within where they can get some news. This is what has transpired. Sunset tomorrow marks the start of trumpets, which will then end on Wednesday, September 12th. The remainder of the fall feasts, high holy days, are as follows then. Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, would be on the 20th to the 21st. Sukkot, or Feast of Tabernacles, September 25th to September 26th. So the Lord has got his hand here for whatever reason, and it's going to become a very, very interesting period as we go through the next couple of 3 weeks and towards the end of September, if we're all here. There's an awful lot of stuff going on, and I guess no one really knows, you know, what's really happening and what the Lord has in mind. What other news do you have, Larry, for us?
Well, let me share both. I've got two I guess you could say, experiencers that have sent me information today, and I want to share both of them and then get you to kind of comment or share about what you think about both of them. Number one, mm-hmm. I mentioned in a previous show that, Sam in the Philippines, who matter of factly mm-hmm. turned 15 today, actually was, approached by an angel that told him that there would be a big hurricane that would hit the U.S. in the Atlantic. And remember, we didn't know which one. I mean, we didn't know mm-hmm. when, where, what, and all of that, but I got an email from Sam's dad today, who's a pastor there in the Philippines. He said, Sam was told by the angel, Florence is the one. In other words, I'm not telling people to believe it, but I'm just saying if the angelic experience is real, Florence is really a serious matter. Now, on the other hand, that friend of mine that I've told you about, Bill, you know, that he's mm-hmm. been very accurate with all of his earthquake activity reports. Every time he lets me know that one's going to strike within 2 or 3 days, it does. He sent me a message today alerting me, and I read it to you on, you know, before the show,
yes.
that he says it's like fireworks going off in the frequencies. He said the next few days, he said, all hell may break loose, earthquake-wise.
Well, that's kind of interesting in view of what this woman said that the Lord had told her. She more or less said that America was going into hell. That it's just going to be one thing after another, and that would probably include earthquakes, rifts, volcanic explosions. We don't repent, and I doubt if anybody will. The church is asleep. In fact, I saw very little about 9/11. I mean, the people that are awake out there have been watching about 9/11, but I haven't heard anything on any, even the major prophetic sites aren't talking about it. It's like it doesn't exist, sort of like Psalm 2. Doesn't exist. So I don't know. Here's a headline. Russia responds to Trump-Syria threat with nuclear weapon flights targeting the U.S. Navy. This is at near Doel, Sorcher Fall. What do you think? I mean, we just intercepted some Russian bombers. What was it, a day or two ago? They were once again probing.
Oh, absolutely. Let me read you the article on that, Stuart, because it's very telling. This is from Konings International News. It says, U.S. F-22 fighter jets intercept Russian strategic bombers heading for Alaska during the massive Russian war game. It says Alaska represents a first strike potential target.
Wow. This article from her says, a grim reminder to why a few weeks ago the Federal Republic of Germany quietly rolled out its new military doctrine showing massive preparations for World War III. Our rulers know we're going into World War III. By the way, Putin said we were going into World War III. It wasn't going to be stopped. Obama said the same thing. Wasn't going to be stopped. A new Ministry of Foreign Affairs report states that the Ministry of Defense, the MOD, has successfully completed a Sukhoi 30SM squadron refueling exercise over the Mediterranean Sea, whose missions would be to deploy nuclear-capable CAB 250 tactical bombers against the U.S. Navy warships. And I do remember that prophecy, and I don't know who gave it. Do you remember, Larry, about the sinking of an entire aircraft carrier fleet group?
If I remember right, Stuart, that was a prophetic experience that Brother Bob had, as he's labeled, a friend of Alex Cuppett.
Hmm. Wow. I'll tell you what, folks. This thing is hitting into hell on earth, and you better pray that you're under the wings of the Lord. Remember what he said to Jerusalem. You know, I would cover you with my wings, but you would not. You would not. You refused. Well, the American Christian, basically, as well as the American people, have basically told the Lord, we will not. And then you're not covered. I grew up on a farm, and it's very, very interesting how a mother hen, when the chicks get scared, or she does, she'll call to them, she'll open up her wings, and all the little chicks rush in. She closes down her wings and squats on the ground and protects them. And this is what the Lord, that's the analogy of the Lord. If you won't come in, if you say, no, I will not, which is basically what the church has been saying right along, Jesus told us how to enter in at the straight gate, walk the narrow way, and we have all said, we will not. We will not do it. We don't have to do it. Jesus did everything for us. Well, then, if that's true, why did Jesus tell you to pick up your own cross? You know, they don't have any answers for the real statements of the Lord. And here we are, about to be destroyed. And this is why. Remember, judgment always comes first on the Lord's people. And I think Obama is the one who's going to do it. I really do. I think Obama is the Lord's instrument to terrorize, torture, and kill millions of Christians. He hates Christians with a passion. He's a very, very evil man. And that speech that he gave, I mean, he announced who he is. I got kicked out of that magical kingdom. Well, the Lord said that Satan gets kicked out. And so here we are. What do you think, Larry? I think we're at the end, myself.
Well, what's interesting, if you read the book of Enoch, Stuart, you'll remember all the fallen angels that came down and did what, I guess you could say, Satan basically pointed them to do. Remember how they asked, you know, Enoch to go and intercede before God to help save them? And Enoch said the answer, he told them, he said the answer is no. So Lucifer already knows the answer is no, so he don't need a savior because he can't get one.
That's right. Yep. And he's telling the American people they don't need one because here I am. I'm standing right in front of you. I'm going to save all of you. I am the great peacemaker. Don't forget, I got a peace award some time ago because I'm a great peacemaker. Anyway, here we go. And folks, this is really a heads up. Keep your eyes on that hurricane. If you're living along the East Coast, you better start packing your bags, and you better start getting out of there. This thing could be hellacious when it comes in, and I don't think that's the only one. We are under judgment, folks, and that judgment is going to be severe, and the Lord's had it. He's still merciful for those who will, you know, come in, but for the rest of them, I don't think so. What do you think, Larry? Last word.
I'll just tell people to be very cautious. One thing you don't want to get caught what is away from home if something happens big, because it's easier to be at home and it happened than to be away from home and can't get back.
Yeah, basically an EMP, folks. We haven't really talked about that. Anyway, we'll see you later, the Lord willing. Take care. Good night, everyone.